Isabel, what's the emotion in the changing rooms after that performance?
I think it's a bit up and down. There were parts that were good and probably more parts that weren't good. We didn't execute in the field or with the ball probably 50%. A few bowlers bowled well, and that's obviously a positive we're going to take into the next game. And I think our batting, the intent we showed and some of the shots and some of the way and the way we ran was definitely a positive. So we'll be trying to take the positives really and just learn from the negatives.
Yeah. Do you think it was a little touch of nerves out there? Is that the occasion get to a few of the players?
I think a possibly. I personally, when I get a bit nervous before a game, I know that's a good thing. You just have to kind of try and get over it. And bowling the first ball of the game was tough for me. So it was easy for me to get rid of my nerves. Whereas if you have to wait 6 or 7 overs to bowl or till the second innings to bat, that's always a bit tougher. But hopefully, the next game there won't be any nerves.
Yeah, and a few of your players, you've done very well in the bat, as you said yourself, got a few runs, Claire Shillington, Cecilia. That must fill you full of a bit of confidence.
Yeah, you need your top six, you need 3 at least to fire and 1 to make it over 40. I think those are the stats, that's what the stats tell us. And I think a few bits and pieces here and there, and we could have got 130, 140, so if we'd bowled and fielded better, we would have been in the game a bit more.
And of course it shows how far the team's come, maybe that you're disappointed that a team like New Zealand, that you haven't run them closer.
Yeah, well, there's nothing really to fear when you're playing against these teams. We're prepared, we have the knowledge on what they're going to come at us with, and they're not going to bounce you out, they're not going to turn it square, they're not going to hit a good ball out the park 6 times out of 6. So we just have to make sure that we are on the top of our game, and hopefully we'll turn over one or two of these teams.
Does T20 suit you better than 50 over? Does it give teams a better chance?
I think at the moment, yeah, because we're hopefully this team will stay together for a while, and 20 overs is just less time to come up with a plan. If someone's not going well, you just take the ball off them straight away, and you can turn around to someone else, and that's the kind of game it is. Whereas in a 50 overs, if you've got 1 or 2 bowlers who aren't doing well, it's 10 overs of them, and they have to come back. So yeah, 2020 is where it's at for us right now, but hopefully it won't take too long to bring into 50.
And the beauty of this competition is that the games come thick and fast. There's not too long to dwell. You've got Australia and South Africa coming up.
Exactly, yeah. I think that we had a bit of a post-mortem there, not too long. We don't really believe in that too much, but yeah, hopefully the girls will be able to put it behind us, and I don't know what we'll get up to tonight, but probably just trying to have a few laughs and think about the Australia game tomorrow.